I was so thirsty, I bought 2 glasses of water.
Drank.
And you'd ask me, how much have you?
Drunk.
And you say, we certainly do quite a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water.
And you'd say, if dinner was on the table,
can we talk? Are you running the table?
Wait a second.
Talking about distance, you'd say, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
short distance.
Okay, any other way to say that?
No.
You said just a little.
Little way.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you say you still have
a long way to go.
And something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You say, oh, you could find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over.
Backwards.
In this way.
Frontwards.
Or
forward.
And say if you've been fishing and I ask you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
No, I missed one.
But did you ever say, not a, nary a one, or not a one, or?
Not a one.
What about nary?
No.
Have you heard that?
No.
And you say, if you're talking about a spoiled child, you say, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not?
What?
If you think someone's probably going to, well, what's an expression meaning probably? You say, that's going to happen, what is not. Did you ever say apt is not or like is not?
No.
And wheat is tied up into a
bushel.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you talk about several
bushels.
And fodder is tied up into a
fodder, what's that?
It's from corn. You've seen pictures of like something that like fodder would be tied in the center, it'd be long. Did you ever hear of a sheaf or a bundle?
I've heard of sheaf as a knife and for holding a knife, but not like that.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know.
What would you say you're doing if you were beating them? You say they were being
beaten.
And do you ever use the word thresh or thrash?
No, but I've heard of it as threshing out wheat, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it. Or another way of saying that.
We have to do something today.
Or if you didn't use the word we, how could you say it? You were talking to me. Did you ever say you and I or me and you have to do it?
No.
Which of those would
you and I.
And if you're talking about a friend and yourself, you say
him and me.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might say it.
Me.
And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You say, yeah, that was
John.
Or if you don't call his name, you say, yeah,
that's him.
And if it's a woman, you say
that was her.
And it's two people.
That was.
You say that was
them.
Huh?
Them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall
as he is.
And he can do that better
than me.
And if you've been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say New Mexico is
as far as I've gone west.
Or is the what west I've ever been?